Dozens of colleges are under federal investigation for their handling of sexual assault cases. So now, as students arrive for the new semester, colleges are spending more time trying to teach incoming freshmen about the issue. We wondered what kinds of conversations parents are having with their kids as they head to campus. Youth Radio reporter Sarah Quevedo is about to head to college himself, and for NPR's series on campus sexual assault, he spoke to families about the discussions that they're having.
Rachel Swinehart has commandeered her family's living room in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, filling it with large plastic tubs containing stuff like pink bedding and a coffee maker.
I'm very tidy and neat, and I want everything to be put into a box and in its place.
Rachel's 18 and about to head off to Shenandoah College, a small art school in Virginia. She'll be studying harp performance. Organizing her stuff is the easy part. Talking about the risks of college life, that's a bit harder for Rachel and her mom, Robin, who's spoken to her daughter about some things.
Yes, you're of legal age. Yes, you're a big girl now. But you still have to be aware of when bad things can occur and be conscious of what could happen.
One thing stuck with me from both my parents, it's like, you can't really trust anyone fully, so just be careful of who you know and who you make friends with.
These two have talked about peer pressure and sex. They haven't talked explicitly about sexual assault. Neither has the Riley family.
Mom, is the suitcase still in your room?
Yeah.
All right.
The suitcase is in my room.
In Berkeley, California, 19-year-old Erin Riley is getting ready for her freshman year at Kalamazoo College in Michigan. Her parents, Gail and Dennis, talk to her about partying.
To be careful about drinking.
Don't get a drink from someone else. Yeah.
But Erin's shy, so while her parents want their daughter to be aware of sexual assault, they don't want to scare her away from making new friends, including boys.
I tell her that there are nice guys in this world, and usually they're the ones that don't have a date.
But as far as talking about sexual assault?
Yeah, I think we just barely graze on it.
That's one thing I might be relying more on the college orientation, helping them through and giving them some guidelines and things to look out for.
But Oneida Cordova has been talking openly about sexual assault with her daughter Onaja Waki for years. They live in Oakland, California, and Onaja's heading up north to Humboldt State University.
I've been getting advice from my parents, my aunts, friends, making sure I stay safe.
If you see something going on, you are supposed to report it, or you are just as guilty as the person who has done it. And if I find out that you're not doing that, I'm going to hold you responsible.
And if Onaja's assaulted, Oneida says,
call me first. That's the rule. You must warn boys, I did not come here to be assaulted and attacked and violated.
It already seems hard to imagine your kid being violated, and very few parents I talked to had investigated their school's policy on handling sexual assault. Talking with their kids about not becoming a perpetrator seems even harder. Some families are having that conversation.
I'll always try to keep a clear head, make the right decisions, and not be afraid to help someone around me.
That's 17-year-old Ray Dallet reassuring his mom that he'll do the right thing. He'll be a freshman at UCLA. His mom, Cassandra, tells Ray it's no excuse if a girl is drunk and it doesn't matter how she's behaving. And he may hear all kinds of justifications.
I think what concerns me the most is not to fall into this group mentality of like, oh, she's a slut, or she came wearing a short skirt or already had sex with one of the guys, therefore it's okay, everybody has. None of that is okay and acceptable. You have to treat every single woman that you encounter like that's your mom, your sister.
I'm also heading to college at the new school in New York City, all the way across the country from my home in Oakland. All these conversations had me thinking about my own family. We've always talked openly about sex and consent. This one time when my brother was younger, he even asked our mom, how do you know when it's okay to kiss somebody?
You ask them, can I kiss you? It's really easy. Can I kiss you? It can be really sexy and hot. It doesn't have to be weird. You can, you know, put it into your game.
And even though I'm gay and my twin brother Connor is straight, she tells us the same thing.
If you cannot talk about sex, you should not have it. If you can't have a conversation with someone that you're about to have sex with, that is an indication that you should not be intimate physically.
Got it, Mom. It's awkward talking about sex with your parents, and sexual assault is way more complicated. But these conversations are showing up on the checklist of more and more parents as they get their kids ready for college. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Quevedo.
And that story was produced by Youth Radio.